time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today I am down at the mayor's office here in Price talking to Mike Corianis. We're going to talk about some of the things that were covered in the council meeting that just got over with. Plus, we're going to talk about some other things that are going on in the downtown area and some things that are on the horizon for Price City. Mayor Corianis, thank you so much for allowing us to come down here today. We appreciate it.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to be talking to everybody about what's happening in Price, the good things, and what's going to change the direction of our community.
It's always good to be in the know when it comes to Price City. So let's talk about the fact you just got out of a city council meeting. What are some of the things you guys covered in that meeting?
So right now we talked a little bit about the water issues that we have. We have the reservoir, the lower retention basin that we're talking with, and trying to figure out where is the best place for this reservoir, because we know we need water. But also our water line, our one water line coming off of a spring up a lower Fish Creek, I went up with the crew on Friday, and the crew had found a leak there. And this line is really old. They told me it was put in 1930. And it might be not that old, but that's what they said. So anyway, this leak was found because the river was low, and they went up there to fix a meter that they can see how much water is coming down that pipe. And it wasn't working. And so when they went to fix it, they noticed this leak in the middle of the river, and so they fixed it. And the fix was a 1950 fix where they put redwood in the hole, and that redwood expanded and stopped the leak. And so that's going to be something in my bullseye and for our council to work on, and how we're going to find the funding and solution.
Take a look at that when the weather gets a little bit better too, and find some money and then get it taken care of. So you talked about that. What are some of the other things you guys covered in the council meeting this evening?
So we talked about the Main Street pilot project. We're talking about blade signs and different businesses. The Utah Coal Strike Team has put a grant together so that businesses that want to apply for $1,000 grant, and that will go towards a blade sign to change the dynamics of our Main Street. There's been several businesses that have put in on it, and hoping that more will, and that'll help the look a little bit of Main Street. Also, we talked not in council, but we also talked. I've been talking with our youth council. And if anybody has noticed, in our one corner on the north end of the City Hall block, some white sandbags. Hopefully, we'll get this project going. We're going to build an ice skating rink right there, a temporary ice skating rink, so people can enjoy it right here close to City Hall, but on Main Street. That's kind of been a goal of ours. And so We're doing that. The other thing that the youth council, and I'm talking about the youth council a lot, but I'm really proud of these kids that are giving back into our community and volunteering. They are honoring our first responders. We have been meeting with our firefighters that have been going out and helping with COVID patients, putting their life on the line, and that's been huge in their eyes, that they go, these firefighters, these first responders that have been going into these homes to help these patients and get them to the hospital. So the other thing, they were getting geared up to look at our community garden with Utah State University Eastern. We got Gary Strackwedine, and he has a bunch of his students from the college helping with this community garden. But also we had a bunch of college students from the student government come down and help fill these sandbags at our ice skating rink. So it's just nice to have college students and our high school students, junior high students, be a part of our community. They're helping sell our community through their eyes, and it's exciting to be a part of it. I give great support to Terry Tubbs and her helping me with that vision also.
So you've got the youth council, and you know, once again, we talk about it all the time. Utah State University Eastern is a huge member of this community, and they do so many things for the community, and it's great that they are willing to, you know, their students are willing to come down and give their time and get the community garden up and ready to go, because like you said, won't be long, it'll be spring, I promise.
Yeah,
we're promising.
Exactly.
That it will be.
Well, and that's the thing is that, yeah, we're trying to get ahead of the projects and trying to look at how do we sell our Main Street and bring our community down there to help those businesses that have invested that money, and we want to help them. I keep telling people that I work for them. You know, that's my job, to help them succeed.
All right. Price City Mayor Mike Corianis, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this evening, and we look forward to catching up with you in a couple of more weeks, and we'll talk about it all again, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.